Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, thanks. My name is Ryan Kovach, and I am, I think, one of only a handful of experts on the digital marketing side for the staffing and recruiting industry. I help owners become more sought after through the use of digital marketing, content creation, demand generation, and that type of thing. Been in the business for about 25 years.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
You know, the best thing is a lot of folks won't follow the plan, but when they do, you start to see the results and you start to see their revenue increase. You start to see their, you know, they'll become, I think, happier business owners and all of that. And that's very rewarding.
That's awesome. They're awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I disagree. I think a lot of things are still in the old school. I think everything's very outbound driven. I think people are still focused on, you know, outbound, cold, you know, MQLs. I think when you switch that mindset and become an authority and you start to provide content that people want to absorb, the leads and the revenue comes to you. I think it starts to come to you as opposed to you always having to go to it.
Okay, there we go. Question number four. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I'm seeing that's actually generating revenue, if we really want to talk about what impacts the bottom line, not MQLs, not just leads in the pipeline, swelling up your pipeline so that sales and marketing, you know, feels good about themselves, but actually stuff that is impacting revenue. What I'm seeing is content that is given away freely. Expert content, give your secrets away. Tell the people how you do things. Tell the people that is your audience that you're trying to reach exactly what you do. It seems counterproductive, like we've always been in this thing where we want to, you know, hold close to our chest our secrets. Stop doing that. Tell everybody exactly what you do, how you do it, why you do it. Give your content away. Stop putting it behind pay gates. Stop putting it behind lead captures and CTAs and all that other stuff. Freely give your content away. Not only that, get everybody in your company involved in content. Your product manager, your salespeople, your marketing, of course, your owner has a unique insight. Your receptionist has a unique insight. Everybody within your company has a unique insight into what it is you do and you offer. Maybe it's content on the culture. Maybe it's content on the specifics of what you do or whatever. Get your entire team involved in content creation throughout the social channels, throughout your blogs, and all of that. And then be creative with your content pieces. Don't just put it in one channel, split it up, put it throughout, you know, YouTube, LinkedIn, all of that, chop it up and put it out in parts, however you want to do it, but constantly create content. Content is king. You've heard that for years. It's nothing new, but so many businesses, and I need to clarify, I usually work with, I would call small businesses, zero to 10 million, 15 million in revenue. Okay. I'm not working with Fortune 500 companies, they've kind of got this in lockdown. But your small businesses, you would be amazed, have still not entered into the content game. So, you know, I use an analogy that if you had started in content creation 5 years ago and you were creating content regularly and throughout all the different channels, 5 years later, you would have tens of thousands of pieces of information about your company through all these channels that would then be making you the authority in your space and driving traffic and driving revenue for your company. So the sooner you can get into it and understand that, and to give it away free, quit hiding it behind gates. Give it away. Make yourself the authority. The more you do that, you'll see that people become attracted to you and your phone starts ringing. And again, you become the magnet for inbound as opposed to that expensive, time-consuming and all too often a big letdown when you're just outbound. It's always outbound. It's a tough spot to be in.
It can be if you don't have the right system for it. So I completely agree with you on that part there. So let's get to question number 5. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, I'm connected to him on LinkedIn. I think you got to get Chris Walker on. Chris is, he's with Refine Labs. He's got a, he's at the top of his game right now with what he's doing to drive revenue.
I will look them up when we're done here. But question number 6 is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one, Ryan. Focus. Tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
Yeah. I was 14, started a band. We recorded a demo, and we got them on the old cassette tapes. I'm now dating myself. And I was terrified, but I actually took a box of them, went up and down my street and knocked on doors and tried to sell them. And of course, everybody looked at me like, what is this kid with long hair and a band trying to sell me this CD or tape? But then one guy actually bought it, and I'm still connected with him online. And every now and then he'll bring that story up of me knocking on his door and selling him a tape.
I love it that you started young there. So Ryan, you now have 2 minutes and 44 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Bob. So, you know, my main thing is I want to hear from you real quick. In a nutshell, what trends are you seeing with your podcast in terms of what's revolutionary right now? What are you seeing? What's out there?
I think the most revolutionary thing I'm hearing right now is, and it's not revolutionary, but the idea being is when you build out your outbound sales funnel, make sure you're leading with value that isn't blatant. Hey, would you like to sign up for my ebook? Or would you like to, you know, because everyone knows you sign up for an ebook, they know exactly what they're doing there. I'd like to give you something free. You know, that whole thing there. It's basically finding a system that doesn't reek of basically a lead generation system.
Boom. Amen. We're speaking the same language.
Right. So yeah, I'm not against outbound. It's just when it starts to smell like you, obviously the first thing you say is that part, you know, make it look like to where someone wants to get you in the funnel.
Yep. Just share your knowledge and be an authority and the revenue will come.
It will. You do have 1 minute and 30 seconds left. Would you like some promo time or we can end early?
You know, hey, if you're watching this and you'd like to just schedule some time with me to chit chat, I'd be happy to share my information with you. No obligations. You can see me at freezysites.com. I'd love to work with you.
Perfect. We pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
freezysites.com.
And the description. It's magic. There we go. Ryan, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.